America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seat of our pants here. It's time for Quick Hits, JP. You ready?
I'm ready.
Take it away.
All right, we're going to start off with the game of the night. It's Ravens and the Bengals because it's the only game of the night. That's why it becomes the game of the night. But This is massive for the Bengals at this point. Joe Burrow, is the season on the line for Cincinnati with this game and this game alone?
I don't know, simply because I think anytime you got the old gunslinger out there doing things, like I think as long as Joe Burrow is healthy, even if you lose this game, you're going to have a chance. But I
played with that idea for way too long.
No, it's Joe, man. And here's the other thing going for him. The AFC, there's a lot of room to make this as a 9-win team. So I'll actually say no. How about you?
I feel like this is the one. I feel like if they drop to 4-6, if they can't beat the Ravens, I feel like this is the time that not only a lot of doubt starts to creep in, it's been there all year long, but I feel like as great of a season as Joe Burrow's having, and I think that's like very, like we just don't talk about it enough because his team overall is just doo-doo, but Joe Burrow's played great this year and they're not able to overcome it, I think it will tell us that they're never going to be able to overcome it, and this season will go down very similar to what last year was without Joe Burrow.
All right, we move on. I had my daughter's parent-teacher's conference earlier today, and the teacher started by asking if I had any questions, comments, or concerns about my daughters and their schooling, and I responded with a question indicating I clearly brought nothing to talk about. Am I a bad father for having no material going into my parent-teacher conference today?
I mean, it's not a stand-up bit. You're not doing a sports talk radio show where you have to have, like, bits and acts and things to talk about prepared. No. And I've never done one, so I'm way out of pocket here. Like, I'm not within my own scope, so tell me if I'm wrong. I always looked at, like, a parent-teacher conference like I come to you, you're the one with the material. You tell me if my kid's great, my kid's awful, my kid's anywhere in between, and then we just kind of go from there.
So they did a great job. They gave us some really good stuff there, but I think what the reason, so Ness usually does these because they're usually during the show.
Okay.
Like everywhere I've gone, it's like the show goes, hey, the fat ass is on air from 2 to 7 or 10 to 2. We're going to put it right in the smack because we don't want to see him.
Which is really nice. Do you low-key love that or do you hate that?
Hate it. Hate
really?
Because
you want the checkups.
Yeah, because I think teachers are awesome and I always like to take a second to say thank you for teaching my kid.
Okay.
Because they sure as hell don't get paid enough actual money, so I can at least pay them a compliment. But two, it makes me feel kind of on the outside.
Do you give them a gift card too when you see them or no? Like what's
well,
the protocol
now
here?
I should have. Now I'm really I didn't have material, I didn't prep for it.
Well, I mean thank you very nice, Nick. But you know what's nicer? A $25 Starbucks gift card or something,
this
or Dunkin'
started,
Donuts, or one of those places.
This started with you building me up, and now I feel like you're kicking me down.
Well, you do this big, like, the teachers deserve the thank yous, and they do. They also deserve maybe a gift card somewhere, too. Hey, but don't worry. You got Christmas to go ahead and make it up.
So send this out. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, are you, like, prepped for your parent-teacher conferences? Am I on an island on this one? Am I just a bad dad?
Omaha!
All right, next up, Trevor Lawrence. We had a report earlier today that Trevor Lawrence was going to have surgery and was going to miss an extended amount of time. It has now been learned and found out that it's not going to be a long period of time. He is questionable for this weekend, though. But I want to ask you this, because we talked a lot about rookie quarterbacks and the impact on a team. If the Browns drafted someone that turned into what the first 4 years of Trevor Lawrence's career has been, is that a win or is that a loss?
Massive loss. But now, did they come with any of the hype that Trevor came with? So are we divorcing him from that?
I think we got to look at it like if you just drafted any quarterback in the top 10. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence is on a different stratosphere, right? Because he's the number one overall pick. He had as much hype as Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, any of those type of guys have had. I think we got to look at it like if Cam Ward gets drafted to the Browns and he has the same career for 4 years that Trevor Lawrence has had, is that a win or is that a loss? You have your franchise quarterback. But how it's gone, go ahead.
It's a loss. You're going to win just enough games to get fired like Doug Peterson has. Like, the numbers are okay. Like, I mean, if his name was anything but Trevor Lawrence, he wouldn't have gotten the second contract by now. And he probably would be on his way to another team after the end of the season.
Yeah,
his numbers are worse than Baker's.
Well, Baker had some really nice numbers.
Well, I meant the first 4 years in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
They're worse.
What you're saying.
It's not good.
Well, definitely from a win-loss perspective, for sure, right? I mean, he won 3 games the first year. That was the Urban Meyer year. That isn't great. And then he's basically been a 500 quarterback for the 2 years up until this one, where they're 2-7 now.
Do you agree, by the way?
Yeah, I don't want to call him a bust, but I know if the Browns were choosing that and that's the end result, I'm not pleased at how it went down.
I just can't explain enough how poorly the Jags screwed up by paying that guy a year early.
Omaha!
Austin Hedges is back with the Gardos. He spoke about that decision and he explained why he's sticking around. Here is Hedgy.
You know, obviously, I love being in Cleveland, but the thing that makes me love being in Cleveland is more is I feel the love from everybody else. The people in the organization, the fans, the city have so embraced me. And I feel like a Cleveland guy. That's the best way I could put it. It feels like home to me. I know I signed a 1-year contract, but as long as they want me, I don't plan on going anywhere.
All right, does this break the Getsus meter, or could he have gone harder in the paint on this?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how hard you could go in the paint on this one. I think this is about as much as he could do there. We are paying a lot of money, and we don't pay a lot of money to a lot of people. We're paying $4 million for a guy that's basically a second manager, right?
At $4 million in baseball isn't much, but to the Guardians. Yeah.
I almost want to be like Stephen Vogt. We pay you money to be the manager here. I love that Austin Hedges is a great locker room guy, great clubhouse guy. And in Texas, by the way, I mean, the final month that they made that run, every article out of Texas was like, Austin Hedges is the reason why.
He's a difference maker.
He's just a massive difference maker. And I get why the Guardians would want him back. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But I also look at it and it's like, well, why can no one else in baseball get this, whatever Austin Hedges is doing? Why can no one else do this? And then why
he's got it all.
Why is he not just retiring and becoming a manager himself?
And that's because he's still making $4 million for the Guardians. Here's the thing. The Getsus meter should be respective to each player. So Austin has already broken the Getsus meter. So this does not quite rise to his previous Getsus moments, like the shirtless picks in the clubhouse after, you know, going to the ALCS or going to the ALDS or, you know, winning 80 games or whatever. All the different celebrations comes in just under. It's good. It's good. We liked it, but we didn't love it.
Omaha! Vic Fangio, now the DC in Philadelphia, as they take on the Cowboys this weekend, said, quote, "I don't think the Cowboys are going to change much with Cooper Rush at quarterback." That's a clear and direct shot at Dak Prescott. Think about, we mentioned Baker in this one. Name any quarterback that starts in the NFL and then put their backup in there and then see if the same kind of conversation can be applied right there. Vic Fangio.
I think
shots.
I think we saw why Vic Fangio has been fired like seven times as a coordinator and once as a head coach. I like Cooper Rush. I love Cooper Rush coming out in college. I was blown away when he went undrafted. He's carved out a nice career in the NFL. This Dak disrespect is just insane.
He was second in the league MVP voting last year. And I think, listen, I think he's more of like a, I think he's more closer to around fringe top 10 than he is top 5. Like a lot of people tried to put him into. I don't think he is. He's not in the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar category. Not anywhere close in my estimation.
So he's like 9th instead of 6th?
Yeah, but he's not. Well, he's not. The difference between him and Cooper Rush is still massive. Now, if you were the Cowboys, why aren't they going to give Trey Lance a look here?
Because they know.
Do they?
I think they do. Well, okay,
you think that's just them seeing practice games and being like, wait, this is never going to work? Because wouldn't this be the stretch that you need to try to see if you can have Trey Lance on your team for years to come?
Yeah, but it doesn't benefit you anymore because he's just going to go on free agency. So we need to see what we have in this guy. Like, you've already signed Dak to a... If Dak was going into free agency, yeah, you'd be playing Trey Lance right now.
Omaha!
The Lakers are off to a 4-4 start. They've lost the last two after last night's 17-point loss to the Grizzlies. Head coach J.J. Redick praised LeBron James but called out everybody else in the purple and yellow there, which led to this follow-up and response in his press conference.
J.J., you're talking a lot about two or three guys, getting them to put in the effort. You talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching that?
I just did.
I hate that guy.
Listen,
he actually does the thing that I like. He's you know, communicating to the team through the media, but like, I just did. Like this is like Lethal Weapon 2 at the end when the bad South African goes, "Diplomatic immunity." And Danny Glover cracks his neck and goes, "It's just been revoked." But you're not Danny Glover.
Man, I wonder what would happen when adversity hit. That was the big thing, right? Everything's all fun and awesome when your podcast buddy and your wine friend is winning the first three games of the season. What happens when adversity hits? I think you just saw it right there. If he's melting down this quick into the season, Nick, he's never going to stand a chance.
It doesn't help that you started your calling your team out with bootlicking LeBron James. You're only playing into the fact.
Podcasting buddy, wine friend,
that,
come on.
That everybody thinks you only have the job because you had like a 3-month podcast with LeBron. Maybe be like the whole team. Because otherwise, it just looks like more bootlicking.
You know what? No, forget that nonsense. LeBron's great. I'm here for him pointing out the obvious that LeBron's great. He could have gone hard, and the AD's been great as well. And then everybody else just kind of stinks on this roster.
All right, final one here.
Omaha!
Mercifully, election season is over. And for some reason,
finally, we can talk politics.
Yeah,
thanks,
this
Nick.
Is what I've been doing here. Stephen A. Smith was on The View for some reason. with everything going on in this country, Stephen A. had a potential solution for this country going forward.
I have said this on many occasions. The answer would be hell no, because I like my life. I'm living a pretty good life. But I must confess, I wish I could debate some of these guys. I'd love to be on a debate stage going up against these guys. I'm half joking, but I kind of mean it. I mean, I have no desire to be a congressional figure or a senator. But if you came to me and you told me I had a legitimate shot to win the presidency of the United States of America, I would definitely consider it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I like that he starts, you know, just so we're all clear here, it's a no. But if you came to me and you just asked about just the presidency, I'd consider it. That is the most egotistical way.
I was thinking about all the words he called Kwame Brown like a decade ago, 15 years ago, and I was trying to see if I could just move him over into Stephen A. informed self right now.
I would love to see Stephen A. debate anybody, because it would just listen, this whole thing is going to hell in a handbasket anyways, just where politics is with celebrities getting in on it and all this other stuff. Why not Stephen A?
I think he'd be a great moderator.
Putin? Who's Putin? Like, just losing his mind. But he just calls out Putin, goes after Kim Jong-un, like just on the national stage, just calling names and just saying stuff about him. That's what I want to hear. I don't have a good Stephen A, by the way. I apologize.
It's okay. We got to work on it a little bit.
I don't think we're working on it.
No,
that is,
no need.
That is quick hits.
Unless he becomes president.
Albert Breer joins us next on 92.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.